We have noted that in Masvingo, a trial was supposed to commence today over the case involving Mr. Nyson Muduri, who was arrested and charged in 2013. And we also are aware that tomorrow in Ngwenezi, there's going to be a case which has been revived there. The case involved Mr. Zambezi, who has been summoned to stand trial for allegedly insulting Robert Mugabe. So today in court, our lawyers, Leslie and Maropa, actually petitioned the court and protested against the way the state was being conducted its business in court, that they didn't have the authority to prosecute from, which is normally issued by Attorney General Johannes Thoman, according to Section 34 of the Criminal Law Code Prison Reform Act. The one that they had was apparently signed by Chief Law Officer from Masvingo.
Looking at these two cases, what does this show with regards to human rights and freedom of speech?
Yeah, without getting into the merits of the case, but just to, a quick comment on what you have asked, what does it show? We view this is just a continued clampdown on dissent in Zimbabwe. We have noted the rising cases of people being arrested, charged, and prosecuted for allegedly undermining the authority or insulting the president. Since 2010, as Babula for Human Rights, these are some of our statistics that we have. We view this as a claim down on violence and that indication of continuation of harassment and troubling the citizens of the